Hey, good morning. This is Bill Bagshaw and David Barnes at KSDE. Thanks for chiming in with us. I don't know how many people we have on the call. If you would like to identify yourself, kind of jump in and over each other and see who's on there. Let us know who's there. We'll just take a minute and you can check in.
Susan Wildeman from Waverly.
Thank you.
Mary Jean Grindle from Turner.
Thank you.
Betty Summers from Wakanda.
Thank you.
Small group.
Is there anybody else out there hasn't checked in yet?
Ryan Cardwell's been for you.
Thanks, Ryan. Before we get going, I hear some more beeps on there that maybe people are signing on. If you haven't reported that you're on the call, if you'd like to do that now, that'd be great.
Hi, this is Chris Perry with TASN, but I'm the OBT chair for Heart Springs and Morris County.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, we may get some more people that sign in. It's just now a couple of minutes after 10. You know, Jeanette had set these calls up to keep you updated and let you ask any questions. Certainly by now, this is very informal. We have a few updates that we'll share with you, some things that are happening insofar as the process. But even more importantly than that, I'd like for you to feel free to just chime in at any time with any question or any issue or anything you want to know about KISA or anything we're doing, because we want this to be your time and valuable for you, and we don't need to stay on the call any longer than necessary, just so you can hear us talk. So there's a couple of more beeps. If you haven't reported in on this call as of yet, if you'd like to just state your name and what system you represent, that would be good at this point, and then we'll go on from there.
Antoinette Root, USB 223.
Okay, thank you.
Heather Burris, USB 437.
337. Okay.
Josh Schwartz, USB 361.
Thank you.
Yep. Max Heinrich, USB 410.
Thanks. Hey, word must be getting around that we're on here because we keep adding people. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but as soon as we talk much, it'll start.
Okay. So I have a couple of things that I can share with you, but before I do that, why don't we just, I'm sure somebody has a question. Let's start off with one of you with a question that you might have. Who would like to volunteer and ask a question? Anything out there, any rumor, any concern, any challenge we can help you with? David, you're really doing a good job. There are no problems and no challenges.
Well, there's so many challenges, I don't know where to start.
Okay. All right. So if at any point you think of something, go ahead and holler and stop me. So I'm not going to be redundant and go over things that you would know and probably know already. But I think the biggest news is here right now we are in the test mode with our IT department in the authenticated application, where systems will input all your information. Remember, a year ago we had the workbook and you went in and struggled with the workbook and uploaded it, and who would fill it out? Was it the chair? Was it the system? And so on. So now those are referred to when you sign into authenticated applications. Those are the yearly system updates, and you'll see those are year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when you click in the left-hand column on each respective year, There'll be about 4 or 5 pages, and they're that long because there's workspace there. And you'll just answer the questions. So as a system, you'll answer the questions. Also over there on those tabs or in that menu, there is an OVT section where the chair will select the OVT section and will have a workspace at the end of the visit each spring where they can fill out the answers to their 6 questions, which is the annual summary report, and then in year 5 it's called the final summary report, where they can fill that out. And so that's really, and there's some more detail we can get into about that later, but so that's where you're going to go. So if you're a system, sign into authenticated applications, what year you're in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you select that option, and it'll ask you, what about your compliance? What about your foundational? How are you meeting your goals? What are your strategies, your observations? I mean, the questions are obvious. So just answer the questions. And then your chair will not have any editing rights, but your chair will be able to go in there and see what you've submitted. What we recommend is that as you have the information, go ahead and put that in there. So if you're a small district, perhaps you're a superintendent, and you're filling that out. Well, as the year goes on, jump in and out of there periodically, and as you can answer the questions, do that, so you're building it over the course of the year. The expectation isn't that you would wait until the night before your spring visit and then go in there and fill it all out and scramble. The other thing about that is as the year goes on, your chair can step in and out of there once in a while and see how you're doing. And so that's one way to do that. So there's nothing to fill out for you as a system but for those pages for that year that you're in, and it should be pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, I want to offer a couple of comments on that. What you have available for you right now, if you go to our website, you can actually download Word versions of all of those system yearly updates. So if you want to essentially work offline and type your answers in and then copy and paste them into the authenticated app, that will help with the timeout issue. And so I recommend possibly downloading those Word documents and doing your typing in there and then just copying and pasting in the authenticated app. The other thing I would point out is Bill mentioned we're still working with IT on the final testing on that. The functionality is actually there. You can go in and start entering your system yearly update answers right now, today. You can log in and be answering those questions. The functionality that we're still working with IT on is you can't run a report on it. You can see it on the individual pages. You can see what your answers were, but you can't, at this point, pull down a report that is everything you entered for this year's system yearly update. We anticipate that'll be out late this week or early next week, that functionality on the website, on the authenticated app.
And the good news is that when you go in there, it's not like you'll have to relearn anything or anything will change. You'll just have a few other functions. And to David's point, perhaps you've got 3 or 4 different people in your district who are sort of spearheading one portion of your improvement process. For example, maybe somebody is gathering data about how you're impacting the state board outcomes, or maybe one of your big strategies is around individual plan of study. So you can allow people in your district who are doing that work to complete that portion and submit it to somebody for final submission in the application. However you want to do it, it's there. So we're trying to make this as easy for you to share and get that information in there as possible. Now, ultimately in the authenticated application, there are going to be 3 different sections that you'll see. One, you'll see the system yearly updates. That is the information we're just talking about that the system completes. 2, you'll see the annual summary reports, and those are the 6 questions that will be answered by the chair that will be done in there. And 3, there will be a section in there for the ARC, where once they start working on your system in year 4 and 5 and they start submitting information, you'll be able to see their work. You can always edit your work, what you have access to edit. So if you're a system, you can always edit your stuff. You can always see the chair work and the ARC work, but you can't change it, obviously. and so on. And that's, that works for each of those. So we want it to be as transparent as possible so that at any point in the process in any year, if you want to add something, delete something, or clarify something, or make it better, you can all see each other's work so that can happen. And we want you to go in there and do that. All right. Certainly I've maybe created a question out there now. Come on, Ryan, work with me. Make something up for the good of the group here. All right. I guess we're good. The other thing, talking about the workbook that we had, we will still have a document that resembles that workbook. It'll be called the KISA guidance document. And all it is, think of the same workbook that you've already seen. We've just changed it a little bit in that we have a section for the system, the yearly updates, what you do in years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a section for LVT, the questions that they'll complete, year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have the information that you'll want to know that the ARC is looking at, and then there's an appendix. And so for practical purposes, nothing is going to be different other than we've lined it up and included all the information. Now, this guidance book, unlike the workbook where you could fill it out, there is no workspace in here. It's the screenshot, it's the process for what you do. So if Ryan at Emporia wants to know, what am I doing in year three, you can go to this guidance document and go to year three, and it simply has, here's the welcome page, here are the questions that you answer in year three, here's some of the data stuff in year three, and here's how it works, and the next page begins year four. So it just shows you when you go into the authenticated application what questions you're going to be asked and what you're going to see. So it's a good reference guide for you, and there's nothing to be filled out. So remember, I think the most significant thing that I would remind you every time we have a conversation, all of your work that you report anywhere is going to be an authenticated application simply by answering the questions. So people commonly ask, what about our Word documents? What about our Google Docs? What about our shared technology? What about all the whatever, whatever? That is between you, the system, and your outside visitation team and sharing all of that. We don't want that. We want you to talk about it. We know people are doing it. We support that. That's great. But the only thing that you're submitting are those pages that are the system yearly updates. Simply answer the questions. Then the OVT questions at the end of your visit, and they'll simply answer those questions, and they'll be in there. All the rest of it would have been your improvement, your conversations, your strategies, your efforts, your documentations, all at home, and that's where all that stays. David?
No, that's it.
So we really want to take a less is more approach to get right at, do you have goals? Do you have strategies? Are you doing them and you're reflecting a little bit?
Are you tracking the data?
Or tracking your data.
Adjusting to go. If you do have some anecdotal things that you want to add in any given year that don't quite fit the questions, that's why there are the telling your story questions at the beginning and end of each. I don't know how many of you looked at the system yearly update. At the beginning of each system yearly update, where you can tell either things that you've done since your last OVT visit or talk about the things you're getting ready to do to prepare for next year. That's the beginning is what have you done since, and the end of the ending question is what are you doing to prepare for next year. And so there's a place there for some anecdotal things. Don't give us a book, but some anecdotal things there to explain maybe some stuff that isn't clear from the questions.
And I think one of the nice features of this is throughout the course of any given year, David and I will be able to go through and say, all right, let's say this year there are 8 public USDs that are finishing up year 5 this spring. So David and I can go in there starting now and start looking at what did they do last year, which was their first year and they were year 4. What are they doing now? We can see all of their information. And we can reach out to them and say, hey, you're a little light here, or a little heavy here, or good job here, to assist in doing that. Same thing with the chair and what's going on.
And the ARC can do the same thing when they do their meeting.
Yeah. I will say, and then back to this guidance document, the workbook, if you will, that used to be the workbook. It is in its final editing, and I've got one of the copies here in front of me as we're speaking, and we're wrapping that up. And so I would anticipate by the first of next week, David will post this on the KISA webpage, and we'll put it as new news or front and center. He'll do something creative so when you go there, you can find it, and you can make copies for your staff or print it or use it electronically. And there's a glossary in there that'll be very helpful. There are four different sample improvement plans that you can use with your staff, just filling them out year to year, use them how you want or not, that are in there. There's some information about redesign, the four redesign principles and things that are going on with that. I want to say something very briefly about KISA and redesign. I'm going to go this way with it to make a point. If you knew very little or nothing about redesign and went into the KISA applications and answered the questions and did that work, you're fine. If you knew nothing about KISA and you did redesign and you went into KISA and answered the questions with your redesign work, you're fine. So there was a little terminology and some things as we've transition to, you know, the implementation of what are now the Mercury schools and Gemini 1 and Gemini 2. So if you're involved in that or if you're wondering about that, don't worry about it because it's all about school improvement. And to the extent that you're redesigning, you're creative, you're identifying, you know, strategies, goals, intervention, collecting data, it's all going to end up coming out the same. So we're fine with that. So Don't lose any sleep over wondering if should we redesign or should we KISA or what's the difference or what are the similarities. If you go into the KISA application and answer the questions, you're going to be fine.
And the only difference might be is how you word the responses and I mean some of this to match the questions, but it's going to be the same information, the same answers, just maybe worded slightly different to match the questions that are asked by KISA versus what's asked by the redesign folks.
Yeah.
But it's the same information.
Now, yesterday, I think, was the first day. It was yesterday the 14th? Yeah.
Yep.
Jeanette was out in Western Kansas doing some chair training. There's more chair training out there. It's for those people who want to be a chair who haven't gone to training or those people who have attended training and need more, you know, specifics on how that, and even people who are not, you know, thinking about being chair trained. I don't think we're turning anybody away.
Even if you're a chair and you feel fairly comfortable, if you're available, I'd highly recommend it. This year's chair training is a lot more of the nuts and bolts, how do we do this,
yeah,
as opposed to just the facilitation piece.
So if you're wondering how is my accreditation going to come out or eventually what kind of a recommendation will we get from the ARC, always remember this. The accreditation process is a two-piece process or two-step process. One of them is all about the process portion. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? How are you doing it? It's kind of this is our try area. This is what we're doing. This is how we're working. This is all the stuff we're challenged with, and this is all our work. The results piece is the other half of it, or the other part of it, I should say, that if you go and look at the state board outcomes, the five state board outcomes, social emotional character development, kindergarten readiness, individual plan of study, graduation, and post-secondary success, if you're looking at that data to the extent that you're working on that and what that is, and you are also considering your Kansas performance assessment or your state assessment results, could be your ACT results, your absenteeism, chronic absenteeism, We're not saying any of these things is more important than the other, but they're all a part of how you will tell your improvement story. So you may be really good in some areas and not so much in the other. That doesn't mean you have bad data. If some of your data is not where we think it should be, but you're addressing it and have process, you're fine. And so there's not really a great way to describe that other than the ARC is really trying to look at your body of work as a system. How is your effort and how is your data, how are they correlated that your effort is translating into some data, and is your data holding or getting better? Because remember, when you've heard Commissioner Watson talk about accountability and data, we're talking about the vision for Kansas is leading the world in the success of each student. And he talks about having a percentage of our kids in level 3 and 4 on the state assessments. He's talking about grades 3 through 8 and once in high school as an aggregate in math, English, and science, or math, language, arts, and science. Your graduation rate at 95%. All of those things, those are the ultimate goals by 2026. And so those numbers, or those numbers that you have, hopefully are trending upward. There's not an expectation that you have a 45-degree slant or a 30-degree slant, just an upward slant. Looking towards that goal as a state, how are you contributing not only to the improvement of your system, but to the state data between now and 2026? And so that may not be abundantly clear to everyone yet, but that's our message as we're talking about accreditation. Work hard, keep looking at your data, being responsive to it. Don't be afraid to backpedal a little bit and realign your strategies and your efforts towards your goals. Pick some sets of data that you think you can impact positively and continue to do that. That's really all I have.
That's all we have today. Questions?
With the OVT training, is there going to be copies of the book that's coming out of the information that you talked about going onto the website? Is that going to be available at the OVT training?
That's a good question. I would say, here's what I would say. We're not going to print 1,000 copies and make them available across the state, and I know that's not what you asked. I think, depending on whether it's Michelle or Jeanette or David or whoever is going out doing the training, quite honestly, we'll probably look at the size of the group. We may bring some with us. If we don't, we will certainly tell you after you've registered to pull it up so you'll have it, have a link to it, or you can make a copy. So
there will be copies on the website. At this point, as Bill said, it's almost done, but we're not quite ready to publish that guidance document. And the trainings are for the OVT chairs are all next week.
Yeah.
And so there's a real question as to whether or not it'll be ready to take out, but if not, it'll be on the website shortly thereafter.
And I would even go so far to say this. Even if we don't feel like it's entirely finalized, it's some typos or some realignment, the data's not going to change. We'll post it. We'll bring it electronically, or we'll post it or bring some. So.
And quite frankly, there's nothing in it that you can't find on the website right now. It's just all in one document. I mean, really. So, I mean, because it's got copies of the system yearly updates. It's got copies of the OVT summary questions. It's got copies of what the ARC fills out. It's got copies of the initial and final report in it. I mean, it's got information about KETA.
Hey, let's say it this way, David. Whatever they need to make them happy at this training, we're going to get it to them, whether it's electronic or hard copy.
There you go.
We're going to give it to them. They're going to take the time to learn it and be there. We're going to give them what they want.
But it's, yeah.
Good question. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Okay. So if there are no other questions, we'll sit here and wait for a couple of minutes and and see if there happen to be any last-second questions. And in a few minutes, when it sounds like everyone signed off, we'll end the call. And, hey, anytime, please don't hesitate to call David or myself. Or
especially Bill.
Or David, if it's hard stuff.
Hey, Bill. Bill, this is Bill.
Yeah,
Bill. This is Max at Hillsborough. Hey, I was walking out of my room to take care of something when you were talking about the website where we would find a Word edition of the OVT stuff. Is where would I find that? Is that the KISA resources or where?
Well,
would I
it would
that?
Be under. I think right now it's under district information.
Well, what is it specifically you're looking for?
Because
right now that guidance document isn't out there yet, and so everything's scattered. What?
Instead of making a Google Doc or a web form, Word form, if you already have a Word form of the questions that we could start typing into, I would use that. And I heard it as I was walking out the door, and I couldn't find it, and I looked up KISA.
If you're on the main KISA webpage, if you're looking for the OVT summaries, I don't have my computer right in front of me, but if you're looking for the OVT summaries, those should be on the OVT information page. And if you're looking for the system yearly update files, those will be on the system information page.
And I think it says district information, and it says OVT.
So that would be system district information?
Yep.
Yep.
That's where you'll find the system yearly update files.
Yep. I got it. Thank you.
All right. Good. And those are the exact same questions as what show up in the authenticated app. In fact, they are the files we sent to IT to have them program those questions. So, anything you type in there ought to copy and paste right into the app perfectly.
Yeah, that's perfect. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Another good question. Okay, with no other questions, we've got a timer running here, and David and I will sit here for a minute. If there's not another question within the next minute, we'll sign off at that point. Hey, thanks everybody for being with us today, and hopefully we've helped you a little bit. Take care.
Great day, guys.